And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. The title, we don't know. We don't know. Check the inflection in my voice. We don't know. Also, we look at the plans of man. Those are special, aren't they? We will take a left-hand turn to try and understand why sometimes we're trying to guilt God. Yeah, we do that. And then we'll close it out with the famous not in our box.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Wow, I like that. See, it was kind of surviving, and then we built it up to living, and then we jumped up to prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473-866, K-Praise. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know that at some point, if you have a strong desire to communicate with the show, davidspoon@kprz.com is an excellent way to go about that. For those that do not know, November 3rd will be our last show. Just want to make sure you understand that. I will be relocating to Texas. And many people are like, well, why are you relocating to Texas? Are they trying to get rid of you at KPRZ? No. Are they trying to get rid of you at Salem? Not that I know of.
That's a joke.
No, I want to be closer to my grandkids, and I want to be closer to my kids, to be honest as well, although my grandkids have a little more favor because they haven't done anything wrong. But I got a picture from my daughter a few months back, and it was my granddaughter sitting at the computer waiting to talk to her grandpa. And I thought, no, I'm not doing that. That's just too far, too weird. I appreciate technology just like everybody else. I love the idea of working until I'm 90 and then enjoy that last year and a half with my grandchildren, but that's not how it's going to go. And besides, somebody's going to have to tell them what the way of the Lord is.
I'm just going to leave it up to my kids.
Sure I am. Anyhow, so that's a big part of things that are going on. Hey, this segment brought to you by a good friend, Sam Rasul, is going to be on the show, let's see, Thursday, right? He's going to be on Thursday. I think I told somebody the wrong date. Whoops. So therefore, I want you to be aware that that'll be the last time Sam's on the show. So it should be pretty good. He's been great as a sponsor and he's been great as a friend. So I highly encourage you to use his service in real estate. He is one of the top five real estate people in the country, in the Southern California, losing my mind. And I do want you to, if you want to talk to somebody about real estate and you're just not sure what's going on, then Sam is your guy. You go to thinksam.com. Listen, I wish he was number five of the country, but he's good enough to be that way because he's passionate. And whatever you buy or sell through Sam, he takes, if you're a KPRZ listener, if you do it through the David Spoon Experience, he takes 25% of his gross commission and gives it to whatever church or ministry you want. That's cool. And that way, by the way, he's given thousands and thousands of dollars to different San Diego ministries and churches. I think it's great. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And we recognize it might not be for you. Perhaps it is for somebody that you know in your sphere of influence. Then we say, send them to Sam. That's what I said. Hey, put them up. Okay. Send them to Sam. Okay. Agent Squires over there losing it. I can't wait to do this. What's bugging me? It just happened 5 minutes ago. What's bugging me? Brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. EcolaTermite.com. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. That's the French way of doing it. Here's what's bugging me. Now, you guys know I'm going through my master's of theological study, doing very good. Just got a 97.5 in my last class. I'm pretty happy about that. Running a 4.0. And yeah, I'm bragging a little bit, but why is because of this. So I was looking for what they call the syllabus depository. And that's where they have classes from the past. They show you the syllabus ahead of time so you can prepare book-wise and mind-wise, and you can start thinking about the class. So I called the service to find out if, you know, the service that they offer, if they could locate that link for me, and nobody could find the link. And then somebody called me. They outsourced this help, and the person called me. They didn't have any idea what I was talking about. So I went on the site, did my own research, and found it. And then they sent me a letter and said, how do we do? And I said, well, you know, your outsourcing could use a little help, because they didn't have any idea. And the people at the university didn't have any ideas. First time I've ever said anything halfway that way. Like, that wasn't the best experience. I'm not giving you a 10 out of 10. Do you know who they had call me? The Department of Student Happiness at the college. They want to know if I'm unhappy. I am now. That's what's bugging me. I wasn't before. I am now. That's what's bugging me. That was a bad idea on their part. That's what's bugging me. And boy, is that bugging me. All right, let's get into our review, our discussion, our talk, our encouragement, our words to help you take one step closer, which is my only goal out of all of it. If you have one blessing out of the last 5 years, I win. This is called We Don't Know. John chapter 3, verse 1 through 8 says the following. This is the Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. Now there was a Pharisee, his name was Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who's come from God, and no one can perform the signs you're doing if God were not with him. Jesus replied, verily I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb and be born. Jesus answered, verily I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Can you get that? There's one birth that's by water. Oh, my water broke. And by Spirit. Get it? Flesh gives birth to flesh. That's how you know the first one's water and birth, because it's flesh. Spirit gives birth to spirit. Got it. You should not be surprising at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. And so it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Can I say, we don't know. Hey, let me ask you a question. When you said yes to Jesus 6 months ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, did you think you would be where you're at right now spiritually? What, because you didn't know? You see, when the Holy Spirit gets involved, we have no idea if there's going to be a wind gust, a sustained wind, a tornado-like wind. We have no idea. And Jesus is like, look, everybody that's born from above, everybody that's born of the Spirit, it's like, you don't know. This is like, it's like the Holy Spirit comes in, goes out, comes in, goes out. I mean, if you make reference to Isaiah 55, we're not going to read it right now, but Isaiah 55 makes it pretty clear. My ways and my thoughts are higher than yours, the Lord says. I mean, it's like the ways of God are beyond the ways of man. In fact, it's Isaiah 55:8 that says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than you. And my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Every time you think you've got it down, you don't. I don't. Oh, well, we're going to Texas. The Lord opened up a wonderful opportunity. We're going to have a chance tonight to meet the people that are related to the owner of the home. We're very excited. We think it's all great. I have no idea what's going to happen in 5 minutes, let alone in 15 days, let alone in 15 weeks, let alone in 15 months or 15 years. And neither do you. We don't know. We're just like, God has this higher plane by which he exists on. It's not our plane. It's his way. His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. I mean, if his ways are higher and we're a part of his plan, then his plan is higher. I mean, okay. But the point is for us maybe to recognize that. And Jesus is like, look, when you're born of the Spirit, you don't know. The Holy Spirit knows when he's coming and what he's doing. You don't know. You can't tell where it comes from, where it's going. You can't put God in a container and tell him how it's going to go. Think about James when James is writing under the inspiration of the Spirit, mocks those who tell everybody what they're going to do over the next year, how they're going to go to the city and buy and sell and make gain. And it says, you don't even know what you're, it's like a vapor. It's like a mist. 5 minutes from now, nobody knows. 5 minutes ago, we're geniuses. But the truth is, we don't know. When we come back, I want to talk about the plans of man. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Gives me strength to walk beside you. More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Experience resident life, worship in chapel, sit in on classes, meet current students and faculty, participate in events, and enjoy San Diego Christian College. Register to experience college for a weekend at San Diego Christian on October 26th through the 28th. College for a Weekend offers a great opportunity to visit the beautiful campus and immerse yourself in the SDC community and truly experience what life at SDC is all about. You'll have an opportunity to learn about the financial aid resources that are available to you, speak to SDC coaches if you're interested in athletics, and converse with professors from the major of your choice. Visiting the college that you're interested in can be an important step in deciding on the right school for you. We believe that San Diego Christian provides so much more than just a great education. Don't just take our word for it. Join us for College for a Weekend and see firsthand the exciting things happening at SDC. Learn more at sdcc.edu. That's sdcc.edu.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Shout out to our good friend Adam Hamill at Alive Solar. If you have any solar needs, if you have any roofing needs, Adam is the person who took over for Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. One thing for sure, these people are, I mean, they are similar in heart and spirit. Love it. He was on the show. He shared his testimony. Great testimony. He shared about how he got involved with, literally with ministry and with solar and with roofing. It's just a classic. AliveSolar.com. We encourage you to go there and check it out and do me a favor and keep Adam in prayer as he's making good business decisions about his future. Also, our good friend Steve Wheeler, who's going to be on the show next week, I think. I'm pretty sure. If not, he'll definitely be on the week after. We encourage you to go to whitefields.org. That's their website. Whitefields Ministries, taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. Educating, supporting, and inspiring rural pastors all over the world, providing clean drinking water to villages that don't even know what that is. Wow. And networking between all the different ministries and missionaries and church programs to bring the gospel to people all over the world. Whitefields.org. We encourage you to check it out. You get a chance to read some of the cool testimonies from various pastors across the world. See, this is the thing. We have to recognize that, you know, because there's a lot of people that think that Christianity, it's centered in America, okay? There was Christianity before there was America, right? If you are an American first and a Christian second, you don't love Jesus first and foremost. Pretty simple. You love your country. There's nothing wrong with loving your country, but apparently you love your country more than you love Jesus. There's something wrong with that, according to Jesus. Anywhere in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John you want to go to, we can go to that. So in lieu of that, we want to, make sure that we are, participating and getting to these pastors, these different people all over the world, the support and the love for their hearts to advance that gospel. Love it. It's such a great way to connect to a ministry if you're not comfortable doing it, but it's a great way to connect. And you can just join them by praying for them. You don't have to give them a penny. You don't keep the money. Just pray for them. Connect to them by praying for them. The Lord will lead you. He'll guide you. That's all you need. All right, so we briefly talked about the fact that we don't know that those that are born by the Spirit, you don't know when it's coming, when it's going. You don't know how their life is necessarily going to be. And we understand in Isaiah 55, 8, 9, that God's ways are higher than ours. God's plans are different than ours. God's ideas are set up differently than we would set them up. So I want to talk about that because this is one of my fave passages. I think everybody appreciates this in Matthew 16. Peter's fantastic confession. Didn't he do a good job? He did a great job, and he should be commended for that. Matthew 16, 16 through 23. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Whether you like that or not, Jesus told people to use discretion. And what he told them was, I don't want you telling everybody everything. And if you can't tell somebody something, the Bible says confidence in an unfaithful man is like a broken tooth or a foot out of joint. You want to be a person that can be relied upon. So Jesus said, don't tell anybody. Verse 21, from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples, he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed on the third day and be raised to life. Peter took him aside. Now, what did Peter just do? Peter just gave that great confession, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I use the King James there. Thou art the... What a great line. He should be commended. Apparently, he commended himself because his brain apparently swelled because he got the answer right. And now, instead of just giving a good answer, he is now going to instruct Jesus as to what the plan is. He is now going to direct things because he got an answer correct. You know, when you get the right answer, you feel full of, like, you know, pride and Verse 22, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this will never happen to you. Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. Poor Peter. He was in the throne room. And then right after that, he's in the bathroom because he was like, in one moment, he was like, Peter, what a great statement. And then the next thing Jesus said to him is, get behind me, Satan. Boy, talk about a drop. I mean, that is a big, big drop. Like, meow. Fantastic confession to get behind me, worst entity ever. Like, wow. I got to think that probably smarts a little. Yowza. Here's the key. The key is that even though Peter was trying probably to do things good or say things good, the plans of man are not the plans of God. The confession was a great job, but telling Jesus what to do was a bad move. And that became clear in verse 23, where Jesus makes it clear that man's plans are in opposition to God's plans. Hey, guess who's man's plans qualifies for?
You and me.
Our plans. Remember that whole segment prior? We don't know? Well, that there you go. You see, here's what it comes down to. Unfortunately, this is true in politics and media and Hollywood and everything else. Here's what it comes down to. It's all about agenda. What is your agenda? What is your neighbor's agenda? What is your coworker's agenda? What's your spouse's agenda? What's your friend's agenda? What's the church agenda? All that sounds great. You know the only one that matters? God's agenda. That's the only one that matters. Because we have plans and we have thoughts and we have brilliance. And it's like when you stand in your plan and in your perception in opposition to God, you get this. Get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block to me. You don't have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. Is your agenda based on human concerns or kingdom concerns? Ouch. Right? If this was an auditorium, it would be dead silent. Why? Because we have agendas. We have things that we're trying to accomplish. And a lot of those things are human concerns. That's great, except Jesus says, hey, you know what? you are treading into satanic territory because your notion of right thinking is along the lines of human thinking, and that takes you right down the toilet. After all, it was human response that led to the devil getting authority on the earth. And Jesus is like, out, get out. Ouch. But we don't stop there, because why would we stop there? When we come back, we're going to talk about trying to guilt God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, a Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. When you laid down your own life for me, your love, it's a love that lives inside of me.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Join the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club.
Subscribe to receive daily devotionals. Be the first to know about crazy price mall deals. Receive exclusive invitations to free movie screenings. Sign up for your chance to win free new books from your favorite authors. And get first bids on contests to win cool stuff like free passes to community events, gift cards to local restaurants, and much more.
Subscribe to become a member today by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app and receive new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
It's easy to subscribe too. No need to create a new password with hundreds of special characters, a number, and a capital letter. You can subscribe using your social media profiles. It's that easy.
Join the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club.
Learn more by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app to receive the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
San Diegans should not allow anyone to go hungry during the holidays. Hi, I'm Donnie D of the San Diego Rescue Mission. For just $2.05, we can set another place at our table and serve a delicious home-cooked Thanksgiving meal. $41 provides 20 meals. This is a real, tangible way to show God's love. We don't stop there. All year round, we welcome everyone with nowhere else to go and give them resources they need. Each month, we serve almost 45,000 meals to homeless and hungry men, women, seniors, and children. This all happens because local businesses, churches, and people like you sit down and prayerfully consider what you can do to make a real difference. Please give today so the most vulnerable of our community can have a hot meal and a safe place to stay this holiday season. It all starts with you and your $2.05 gift to sponsor a warm holiday meal.
Log on now, sdrescue.org, or call 619-819-1888. That's 619-819-1888.
From all of us at the San Diego Rescue Mission, happy Thanksgiving and God bless you.
Attention! More and more Californians are finding out that they, or a loved one, are not properly prepared for retirement. But it doesn't have to be that way. Retirement Wellness Radio airs right here on K-Praise, weekday evenings at 8 p.m. Your host, Yvette, and her expert guests will help educate you on Medicare, long-term care, and how you can be better prepared. Tune in at 8 p.m. every weekday evening and start vetting your financial future with Yvette.
Hi, this is Matt Mazzi, president of Mazzi Heating, Air, and Solar. For over four decades, Mazzi has ensured your home's comfort with first-class customer service. It's clear why we're San Diego's best in the UT Reader's Poll. Whether your system needs a little TLC with a $59 tune-up, or you're looking for a system upgrade, we have savings of up to $2,000 and great manufacturer's rebates. Call us today at 844-GO-MAZZI or visit us at mauzy.com.
M-A-U-Z-Y.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California. It looks like the whole board is crashing. No, that was just totally weird. Although in syncopation, it was kind of cool. You know, beep, 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 beep. It was kind of like a, you know, one of those disc jockey kind of people doing that. Let's cover a few things as Agent Squires sees why the board is smoking from the back of it. We have been discussing not always knowing what the plans are that the Lord has in mind. Now, I know that there is an anticipation for the future, but let's be honest. It's not as though my wife and I, where we're going, we know everything that's going to happen. So there's no difference, I think, between us and going through this experience and most people going through the experience of just trying to, you know, walk with the Lord. We've got some great opportunities. We have some great financial opportunities. We get some other elements in there. But what if God, and then just stop? And we've been talking about this a lot, and we try to encourage one another. It's not doesn't always go perfect, but it's the idea is that you do it together, you do it with other brothers and sisters, or you do it with your family in the Lord. It's like, what if God has this whole other thing going on? I was reading the other day, and I want to talk about this. I could go right to the trying to guilt God, but I just feel like I should share this for somebody. So the other day I was reading about Paul, and if you'll remember, and I'm going to be talking about this in the not too distant future, that Paul and Silas were thrown into prison, and in prison, you know, they were, you know, praising the Lord, and then all of a sudden there was a small earthquake, and all the prison doors went open, and in those prison doors going open, the jailer woke up and saw all the doors were open, so he was going to kill himself, he's going to take himself out. Right? Because he would be executed if all the prisoners were gone. Before Paul and Silas went into that jail, if you'll take some time and read through the passage, you find out that they were beaten with rods. And they were severely beaten. Now I want you to get this. They were severely beaten after being falsely accused. Then they were thrown in jail. The Lord intercedes. The jailer is about to take his life. Paul stops him by letting him know they're all still there. He shares the gospel. He shares the gospel with the jailer. And the Bible says that he and his family believed. He told him about Jesus. He explained to him about Jesus. The family believes. The family gets baptized. You only get baptized when you're believing. You know, it's like, yeah, that's why we believe in believer's baptism. And then they release Paul and Silas, and then Paul and Silas go on their way and go about other ministry. Here's what's not being said. As bad as that was, beaten, falsely accused, thrown in jail, that whole thing, as you read the narrative, leads to the salvation of the jailer and his family. What if that's what God wanted? That God would allow Paul and Silas to go through such horrible circumstances simply to get the gospel to the jailer, who might not in any other circumstance been available to receive. It does remind you of Joseph. I mean, I think it does. And it makes you think, wow, I promise Paul and Silas had no idea what this plan was for the jailer's salvation. God didn't tell anybody, but that was the result. What happened was not what was seen or what not appeared to be. Same thing with Joseph, who gets sold by his brothers, falsely accused, tossed in prison simply so that God can prepare him to save the nation Israel. Nobody knew. God knew. And what we try to do with God is we try and guilt God to doing things that, you know, that we think in the way we think he should do it and in the timing that we think that he should do it. And I know you're going to say, well, that's not true. Of course it's true. It's true of the best disciples of God that they try and guilt God into operating in their timing and their method. When Lazarus was dead and Jesus went to see them, what is it that Mary said to Jesus? Lord, Martha and Mary said the same thing. What did Martha say and then what did Mary say? Martha in verse 21, Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. What is it that Mary said in verse 32? She said that it's the same thing. When Mary reached the place where Jesus wasn't saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. Both of them said the same thing. Martha and Mary were not bad disciples of Jesus Christ. They're mentioned several times in Scripture, aren't they? And as disciples of Jesus Christ, you know what they said to Jesus? You know, if you'd have been here, okay, that wouldn't have happened. What they did was they were saying, look, the timing was terrible on your part, Jesus, because if you'd have been here, this would have been fine. And not only was your timing bad, but if you'd have gotten here, then this result would not have happened. So, you know, not that happy right now. I mean, that's kind of what was going on there. They didn't like what they were involved with. They didn't like the situation as it was breaking down around them. It's not that the situation was great, but they were pretty upset. Jesus knew what was going to happen. In verse 23, he'd said, your brother will rise again. He knew what was going to happen. But Martha and Mary did not know what was going to happen, and they let the Lord Jesus Christ know they were not that happy. But now here's the irony. Did God have a plan here? Yeah. He was going to raise Lazarus from the dead and thereby witness to thousands of people. But Martha and Mary, they didn't, that wasn't their agenda. Their agenda was to have their brother fine. You see, they're thinking, it's not that it was wrong, but they wanted it their way, done in their style, in their method, and in their timing. That's not for you and me to determine. That's not for them to determine. That is not up to us. That is up to God. And that is part of trust. And what we're doing when we tell God, don't like your timing, don't like your method, is we're telling him, I don't trust you. I mean, you're impressive and all, but I know you don't think in those terms, but look, that's what we're telling God. I don't like the way you did this. I don't like the timing that you did this. If you would have done this, this would have happened. Like, you know, we say that same thing. Well, if this would have happened, then this would have happened. Sure. Good that you know the alternate universe. When did you become the captain of the ultimate universe so you can know how it would all go? Only the Lord knows these things. And it's not even people like, well, they're not really trying to guilt him. They're expressing their frustration just like you and I express our frustration to God going, can we do this different? Is this trial over? Have we had enough here? Can I get this answer? Can I get a solution to this? Can I get a yes or a no? Can you give me some direction? These are the things that we say to God. Whether you say it that way or not, I don't care if you couch it in Christianese, who cares? Oh, Lord. Now, there's some people that really do this, but follow me. I just want to do your will, but I just want to know your will. So tell me what I'm supposed to do already. It's like you don't want to say that, but it's there. Now, there are times where you and I do really good, and we do say it right, and we do mean it right, and we're like, no, we want to follow you. We want to do this exactly the way you want us to do it, and not going to touch it otherwise. I'm not arguing that fact. That is, in fact, true. I think Christians do a lot better job than I give them credit for in their show. I don't think I do a better job. I think Christians as a whole. But there is a truth to us trying to manipulate. There is a truth to us trying to coordinate or put God in a direction or say, give me this or answer this. You know, it has a little bit to do with the signs, a little bit to do with the confirmations. Like, we won't take us, you know, it's like, I'm not going to step here, there, or anywhere until I get this. We're trying to get God to do what we want him to do so that we can do either the right thing or the whatever thing. That's all I'm saying is that we got to be doing better than trying to guilt God because we don't like his timing and we don't like his method. Here's a real key. Ready? This is the five words that can change the rest of your life. God knows what he's doing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We're coming back with a close. Don't go anywhere.
And now I'm asking you again.
national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
You've heard about Ecola's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from Ecola to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we can count on Ecola Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da'ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
You know, you just don't have enough money. That's right. Your golden years aren't so golden because you don't have enough gold. You're retired and you can't get your hands on your own money. It's tied up in your house and you can't use it because now you don't have enough income to qualify for a refinance. Your house rich, but cash poor. And you still have to make those mortgage payments. I'm Rich Agazino of Park Place Funding. Let me help you make your life a whole lot better. A reverse mortgage can convert the money you invested in your home into tax-free income and eliminate your mortgage payments for the rest of your life. You're only over 62. Imagine the rest of your life without those mortgage payments and money in your pocket. So, no more mortgage payments, and I'll cover the cost of the loan. Call me, Rich, 949-547-2702, Park Place Funding. We're working to make your life a whole lot better. 949-547-2702. 949-547-2702.
CRE number 01883363. NMLS number 337745.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't forget about KPRZ's app. It is good for the Apple phone, good for the Android phone, good for the Invisi phone. It is absolutely free. Just go to whatever your store is, type in KPRZ, put the app on. You can listen to KPRZ anytime you want, anywhere you are. Pretty simple. We got a nice email from Pastor Douglas Jones from St. James Lutheran Church and School. Want to share this information with you. On Sunday, October 29th at 4 p.m., many of the San Diego area Lutheran churches are sponsoring a hymn festival. Wow. At College Avenue Baptist Church. Always good when believers can get together cross-denominationally. 4747 College Avenue. The Lutherans, the Baptists, the Methodists, Presbyterians, and other Christians are forming a mass choir. I support this 1,000,000,000% because it has put down denominational separations and said, let's go for Jesus. This is, by the way, going to be accompanied by a brass orchestra and the church's own 38-rank pipe organ. Wow. Huge. This is an observation. This is for the observation of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Then following that, there's a festival. There's going to be a German dinner. The cost is free. So for those that are thinking, what a great way to acknowledge a significant point in our Christian history, which, by the way, is my next class, which is so funny. I encourage you to check this out. It is the 500 Reformation Hymn Festival in San Diego. There are a couple of different things that you can do. You can obviously go to either the Lutheran churches. You can go to, by the way, the College Avenue Baptist Church and get that information, or you can call. I've just printed out an extra copy for me and for Kayla, who's in the front, so that we can tell people what's going on. Great, great opportunity. We encourage you to check that out. That's very cool. Okay, got that? Got that. Announcement made. Make sure everybody knows that. Anything that breaks the denominational barriers is a good thing. We have been discussing this, and I want to just simplify as much as we can, that Christians do not always know, because the Holy Spirit doesn't really come in and say, hey, I'm thinking of directing your life this way. What do you think? That is really not how the Holy Spirit operates in our lives. The Lord has a plan, and we have a plan, and it is often the case that our plan conflicts with His plan, and our agenda conflicts with God's agenda, and we want to have God's agenda. We can be really smart like Peter in one statement and say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, and in the next statement, kind of mess it up by telling God how He should do things. We got to stop doing that. We got to, you know, break out of the, you know, boy, if you'd have done this, or boy, if it had been this way, or, you know, if this was this way, if you'd answered this prayer, if this person would have done this, you know, that's just bitterness. There's nothing there but bitterness. When Scripture says, don't let there be a root of bitterness, if you're doing that, you got one. Okay? Well, if this person would have only said this, done this, been this, go. Okay. And so what we need to be aware of is that the Lord has a plan. The Lord has a method of doing things that is not always in sync with our method. And I want to read you this passage, and this is such a good portion, and I give Gene Edwards a lot of credit for writing a fantastic book on this. This is Luke 7:18-23. John's disciples told him all about the things Jesus was doing. Calling two of them, he sent them to the Lord to ask, are you the one who's to come, or should we expect somebody else? When the men came to Jesus, they said, John the Baptist sent us to you to ask, are you the one who's to come, or should we expect somebody else? At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers, go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the good news is proclaimed to the poor, and blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. Know what that means? That means that they were having an expectation of a certain style of Messiah. And even so much so that John the Baptist thought, are you the guy? Are you going to be the Messiah? Jesus replies, let's see, the blind, the lame, the leprosy, the deaf, good news proclaimed, I'm the guy. And you're blessed if this doesn't offend you. You think, well, why would it offend people? Because that wasn't the Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ they were expecting. And Jesus' response is, you know what? You're blessed if you get that this is me. If you don't stumble because of how I'm presenting myself, if you don't stumble because of what I'm bringing to the table, if you don't stumble because of how the Messiahship is, if you don't stumble, you're blessed. Because the way God does things is different. And even though you and I want to put God in a controllable box, He doesn't fit. We want to control God by our theology, by our level of faith, by our understanding of what Christianity should or shouldn't be, by how others live and our evaluation about how others live. The height of arrogance. That no flesh should glory before His presence, right? Stop trying to tell God how to be God.
Well, I don't do that.
Yes, you do. When you don't like the result that God brings. When you don't like the type of Messiah that He brings to the equation. And that's why Jesus said, you're blessed if you're not offended by me, because I'm it. And you're either going to get the words of life or you're not. I don't think Jesus is up there going, you know, think about it, consider it. I think Jesus was like, do it or lose it. Turn or burn, heaven or hell, make a choice. I think we got to get on God's bandwagon. I'm a bandwagon joiner. I'm joining God's bandwagon. Cool. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, a Christian station here in San Diego, California.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.